Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third paragraph of Masech Seiduyos, and we're up to Paragimel, Mishnah Yud. Shlosh Dvarim Rav Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. There are three things that Rav Gamliel was Machmir, like the Shita of Beis Shammai. Number one, in Tumnas Chan Yom Tov the Shabbos. They are not allowed to do Hatmana on hot water on Yom Tov to be able to use it on Shabbos, even with an area of Tafshilin, because it doesn't allow doing Hatmana on Yom Tov to go into Shabbos. Vein Zok Finasam Minor Yom Tov. The second thing is, you cannot put together a candelabra, a leichter on Yom Tov, because that's like bona, even though ain't binyan b'kelim normally. Ve'ein ofin pitin gritzin ela rakikin, and you're not allowed to bake thick loaves of bread on Yom Tov, because that's tirchi yaseira. You're only allowed to bake thin loaves of bread. Amar Rav Gamliel, mimein shal beis abelo, you often pit and greets another rakikin. Rav Gamliel says, in my father's household, which was a very chashuva household, we only made thin loaves of bread on Yom Tov. Amar lo, lecham said, amar nasa lebeis avicha, shay machmir al atzman, amakilin al Yisrael, yosof, and pit and greets, and vachori. They said, it's very nice that you have personal chumras in your father's house, but you should know that they paskin for everybody else, that they're allowed to bake such thick bread. Mishnah Yiralv, Afhu Amar, Shlosha Dvarim Lahakel. Rav Gamliel also said three things to be very makel. Mechatin bein amitos, you let a sweep in between the beds that people eat on, because you don't have to worry that you're going to be mashve gumos in the floor when you sweep such a tiny area. Umanichnes amugmar biyom tov, you let it burn a nice smelling incense on Yom Tov, that's considered Shavu L'Kol Nefesh, apparently. V'osim g'dimu kulos b'lei l'psachim, and you're allowed to make a roasted goat on the Seder night, and you don't have to worry that it looks like a carbon Pesach. V'cham v'osim l'cham say, you're not allowed to do any of those things. You're not allowed to sweep, because you might sweep the whole house, and then you'll be mashva gumos in the floor. You'll even have holes in the floor, which is a violation of bona. You're not allowed to burn incense, because it's not shavu l'kol nefesh, and therefore it's a malacha d'horaisa. And you're not allowed to make a kedima kulis on Lel Pesach, because it looks like you're trying to do a carbon Pesach outside of Yerushalayim, which is obviously an usher thing to do. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Yud, we had said that there are three things that Rav Gamliel is machmir like the Beis Shammai: not to do hatmana from Yom Tov to Shabbos, not to put together a menorah, and not to bake thick loaves. And Rav Gamliel brought a raya that in his father's house they never baked thick loaves, but the Chum said your father's house was machmir for themselves, but they were makil for other people. And then in Mishnah Yir Aleph we said that Rav Gamliel also said three things that are kulas, that you're allowed to sweep in between the beds that you eat on, and you're allowed to burn incense on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to make a gedim kulas on the Seder night, and the Chum mastered all of those things. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Beis.